Well, the Russian invasion of Ukraine is having obvious worldwide repercussions, and Arizona is feeling it as well. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of Ukrainian Americans here in the Valley and around the state in all walks of life. And many of them showed up for a recent rally in Phoenix.
It was a fairly good community, having the local church, the local cultural center. But I attended the rally a couple of weeks ago, and I mean, it's grown exponentially. And we have Ukrainians throughout the whole valley now.
Orest Yena was one of them. Make that Judge Orest Yena, as he's been known on the bench in the city of Scottsdale. The son of Ukrainian immigrants, he's lived here for 40 years. But he's never been closer to his community than in the past 2 weeks, while constantly checking for news from friends and family thousands of miles away.
You know, it's been a tough time, knowing that the civilians, the children especially, children that are being taken out of orphanages, it's just unimaginable. And that's just a drop in the bucket of what's really going on. These people are going to be cut off from energy, from heat, food. Their lives are totally disrupted. The whole country, there's 44 million people in Ukraine, and all 44 million of them are seriously affected.
Yena says his countrymen and women have fared better than he even expected.
2 weeks ago when this first started, I was expecting Ukraine to fall because I just didn't think that the resolve would be there. They've been democratic for 30 years, and that's, I think, why maybe the resistance is as high as it is. There's been a mindset there. There's been a couple of generations that have grown up in total democracy, in total capability of freedom, being able to say things. Now, granted, it's not a perfect society, but it's definitely more Western and democratic than we've ever seen before under the Soviet Union. And I think the people are just simply not going to go back to the way things were in the Soviet Union, and they're going to fight it to the end.
Judge Yena, a former private practice attorney, has been presiding over courtrooms in Scottsdale for the past two decades. He's also a longstanding member of the Ukrainian American Bar Association. While his life revolves around the rule of law, he finds it confounding and hard to apply to the situation now in Eastern Europe.
Well, you know, we do have the International Criminal Court in The Hague. You know, it's served its function in the past. With what's going on now, you would think humanity would be enough to prevent people from doing atrocious things to others. But we have found through history that that's not the case. And we're now finding that in modern history, in the year 2022, we as human beings are again confronted with inhumane actions by one human towards others. I'm not sure there's a law that can prevent that because that's the law of humankind. We function here in the United States under the rule of law. And, of course, we respect the rule of law. That's how our government works. That's how our daily lives center around the rule of law. And we respect that. Hopefully we respect that. I don't know how to impose that upon somebody like Putin, who has no respect for the law.
And what is his message to Arizonans who are on the other side of the world, who feel disconnected from the growing conflict, or only see the war through the lens of rising gas prices?
You know, I've got a lot of friends that I've seen make comments on that, and I understand the comments. I understand our psyche where we went from paying $3 or less than that for gas to now close to $5. I get it. But I want them to realize that the few extra dollars that we're going to pay for fuel, if that's the price we have to pay, it's a small price to pay because other people are giving their lives.
Judge Orest Yena. And tomorrow we'll hear about a Phoenix yoga studio with ties to Ukraine doing what it can by holding a special fundraiser in support of refugees fleeing the war-torn country.